open reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means you can tell by the echo right now that Rob Regish is Skyping into the studio.
Yes, so I'm going to talk a little bit and get rid of that.
There you go. Isn't it amazing? So once you talk for a couple seconds, did it go away yet? No.
I don't know. You know, on my end, it sounds pretty good. I tell you, I listened to last week's show, though, and I don't know what's going on, but it is annoying.
I know. Listen to that. Why is it? I almost feel like we should do this over a phone. I got to be honest with you. In this particular case, Skype is not a better choice.
Huh.
So it's not going away this time either, which is really frustrating for me.
Well, we'll give it a little bit, and then we can always use the phone.
Yeah. I think I want to do the phone now.
All right. That's cool.
Let me just play some music. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'll tell you, it's frustrating. You know, telephone technology has gotten so confusing, and it's frustrating. I listen to some of the shows that I've done in the past where I've had guests on from really crappy cell phones, which in your case, Rob, your cell phone is fine. You know what I mean? I didn't turn your mic on. I'm sorry. You're there. Go ahead. Anyway, your cell phone is fine. But I've had people on where their cell phones sounded horrible and it's making chirping noises to the point where it's like I would give anything for landline phones to come back.
Yeah, I hear. I did get a landline put in. So going forward, you know, that's an option.
Yeah, that's great because that makes all the difference. Even though that landline is not what it used to be, because landline used to really mean that there was copper wire from point A to point B. And then back in the 80s, when the long distance service went crazy, they started putting microwave in between cities. So you were landline in the city, but then if you went out to, you know, called from New York to California, you hopped over a couple microwaves. But even then, it was a dedicated channel on the microwave that carried your connection from one point to the other. Then they got into digital multiplexing, which meant that one channel could carry 20 different conversations by tagging each conversation the way you do with a data packet. And then you had crosstalk. That's when it all started. You're like, do you hear this other person talking on the line? And they don't hear you, but you hear them. Then you had crosstalk.
Yeah.
And that's what goes on voice over IP. That's what it is. It's data packets. And it's thousands of data packets traveling together. And sometimes they get mixed up. And it's like, next thing you know, you hear, you know, it sounds like ducks quacking in the background. It's like, what's that noise?
How is it you know a lot about everything?
I really don't. I'm just lying. I make all this stuff up. It sounds plausible, doesn't it? No. Because I cut my teeth in the radio communications business at the time that the Bell companies were broken apart. And I got into the mobile telephone and paging industry then. And so I was on the forefront of this whole communication disaster that it's become. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not a disaster. We've got a lot of great things that we can do now. But some of the rudimentary things, like just being able to pick up the phone and talk to somebody, become increasingly more difficult. People sound like they're talking through kazoos most of the time. You know, cell phones are like, and then it's even worse if you have Bluetooth. People with Bluetooth, I'm like, look, man, let's just hang up and try another time, okay? Because it's like, it sounds like this. It's like, what did you just say? What do you have in your mouth? Are you eating a donut while you're talking to me? Oh, no, I'm on my Bluetooth. It's like, well, get rid of your Bluetooth. It sucks. Man.
That's great stuff.
Am I becoming an old white dude here? An angry old white dude? It's like I complain about everything now. It's like everything turns into a complaint with me lately. I don't know what's going on, man. Anyway.
Senior citizen, brother.
Yeah, that's it. I'm a senior citizen. I'm 55 years old. Anyway, we have a great show planned thanks to Rob Regish today. And, of course, the Blueprint Power Hour is being brought to you by Predator Nutrition. Predator Nutrition is our first sponsor outside the United States. So those of you who listen to the show from the UK, from Australia, from anywhere in Europe, give Predator Nutrition a try. Show them some love, because if you like the show, if you like the Blueprint Power Hour, they are subsidizing the production of this show by underwriting the actual show itself plus advertising on Supreme Radio. So always patronize the sponsors whenever possible. And Predator Nutrition is a dynamite sponsor that's taking a big chance, considering that the smallest portion of our audience is outside the United States. So we need those of you outside the United States, in Europe and UK and Australia, to help out and spend some money with Reggie Joelle over there. So there you go.
Reggie's a great guy.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Aaron Singerman over the weekend when I was at the Arnold, and he's got Aaron is, I got to tell you something. I couldn't be prouder to have been like the impetus behind his career. And I only say impetus because he took it and ran with it. But Aaron is doing unbelievable things. And for those out there who thought that he was like some sort of Gen Xer, ne'er-do-well, blah, 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 he is a superb businessman. And so I told him, I said, you know, who do you have carrying your product in the UK? And he said some small distributor. And I said, you know, let me introduce you to Reggie Joelle. So I'm going to put that email together this week, because I think that Reggie needs to know about Prime Nutrition and as well as Blackstone Labs. So there you go.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're giving shout outs. You want to give a shout out to somebody who's a big fan of the show. Also, I believe in Australia, Kano Pepitas, right?
Yeah. I wanted to give him a shout out because, you know, he's a great friend who asked some rather insightful questions this week about curcumin. And we've had some long exchanges on Facebook, and I'm just really, really impressed because he digs deep. You know, when he finds something that he's interested in, he kind of reminds me of me, which is scary. But just a great guy, good friend. And when you have listeners like that, it just makes these shows so much easier to put together.
Well, and that's the difference between other radio shows, podcasts, and the Superhuman Nation. And I have to say that our audience is engaged. They're engaged. They really are living the lives that we talk about. They really are taking the information and using it. They truly take action. Where you could have, there's a lot of people out there that like subscribe to Joe McCullough's newsletter, and he probably has millions of people who subscribe. But I would venture to say that the largest majority of those people, maybe 80% of them, don't even bother opening the newsletters, where our audience diligently listens to every show, even if they're a week or two behind at a time, because they're not going to skip forward and miss all these shows because they're afraid they're going to miss something important. Our audience is engaged. They really are. They take action. I can't tell you how exciting and how proud I am to be part of this movement, because the people in this audience are the real superhumans. They really are.
It's the polar opposite of the other approach that you see out there today, which is, you know, I'm helpless.
Yeah.
You know, big government, take care of me. Right. SHR listeners, you know, are on the other end of that spectrum. They are taking the bull by the horns and running with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's another guy that we need to give a shout out to that you've been communicating with lately. He's been on the show a couple times. Super strong dude, and that's Eric Fiorello, right?
Yeah. He We've had some long conversations, and he's got a nice website at FiorelloBarbellCO.com. You know, guys think I know it all, which isn't true. I steal from guys like Eric. Credit where credit's due, though. He's a great guy with a love for our sport, and that dead stop training system really unlocks some explosive strength gains.
Yeah.
So, he's got something unique there, and, by all means, visit his website. It's a wealth of information.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got lots of great questions, today for the Blueprint Power Hour. Before we get started, I got a good friend that I've talked about on this show before named Ed Rusher. He trains at the gym with me. We're going to try to get him on the air this Thursday. He was the strength and conditioning coach at a couple major universities, including under Howard Snellenberger, here at University of Louisville for the football team. Ed is a super strong dude. He's super knowledgeable. And when he was in the Marines, I want to say he was out. What is that? Camp Pendleton that's out west? Is that Pendleton?
Either way,
he was stationed out in California, and he used to make the trek in on the weekends to train in Santa Monica over there at Gold's Gym on Venice Beach. And he's got some great stories, but more importantly, he's got some great advice about strength and conditioning, especially as you age, because he's one of us. He's in, I think Ed just turned 51 or something like that, and he's amazing, in amazing shape. And it's all because he trains hard and consistently. So we're going to have him on the air. He just texted me back about Thursday. So we're going to try to have him on the air Thursday because I think we're going to be doing a show with Coach Wade Johnson on Thursday. So it'll be a great two-hour show all about strength and conditioning. How do you like that one?
Wow.
All right, so we know what we're going to do. We're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we have a question from Tony Dixon. And we actually talked about this, about doing, something on creatine. So it looks like we're going to get it done here in a little bit. We're talking to Rob Regish today. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. It is brought to you by Predator Nutrition. Check out Predator Nutrition today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad. And don't forget, Blueprint Meteoric is here. It's the last training manual you'll ever need, period. And you can get it for free when you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code Superhuman today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic change changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't you miss the feedback when I talk to Rob? My voice isn't coming back at me. Oh, God, it's gone. Thank you. Okay, so Tony Dixon says, any plans on doing a creatine segment soon? Also, did I hear you say that if one takes Synthogen, that creatine isn't necessary? If so, could you explain why? I'm trying to streamline my supplement list. Everybody is.
Yeah, you know, we do plan to do a supplement spotlight going forward, and the first is on creatine. I think this is going to be really useful and helpful to guys. And yes, you know, it'll help you streamline your supplement list because we're going to cover, the losers too. Stuff that's just a waste of money. And, you know,
you obviously haven't been in the new school system. There are no losers. Everyone is a winner.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
So let's just be clear about that right now. Okay. Good.
That would be
Rob,
mean.
Rob didn't mean that to those of you out there who feel like he was talking about you. Okay.
Yes, my apologies. Okay, so with respect to Synthogen and not needing creatine, it's 100% true. Because if you study creatine, it works for primarily two reasons. You get an increase in ATP or adenosine triphosphate and cell volumization. Synthogen, on the other hand, builds cellular energy via orotic acid, which regenerates ATP three different ways. It increases levels of ribose, uridine monophosphate, and it's an excellent glucose disposal agent, promoting more efficient glycolysis, or the splitting of sugars. It also jacks up beta-alanine and carnosine, something creatine alone can't. The practical effect is a huge boost to ATP, carnosine, and this is the big one, wound healing. Now, Synthogen is famous for its ability to heal injury, so now you know why. When we layer, you know, we then layer in a very precise ratio of EAAs, rapamycin carthamoids extract, and trimethylglycine. I've never dropped this clue before, but it's a big part of the reason why it works so well. With those bricks now dropped off at the construction site, meaning the EAAs, the workers need a little motivation, and that motivation arrives in the form of rapamycin carthamoids. It's been shown time and time again to accelerate the speed at which the workers assemble new contractile muscle proteins in the ribosome, which is your factory. It turns slackers into the employee of the month. Finally, TMG, that's a superb methyl donor in the liver, and it recycles the entire process. So you wind up with protein synthesis longer and stronger. It just keeps it going. So no, Tony, you don't need creatine. And you mentioned streamlining your supplement list. Synthogen does all of that and more. And I picked up a real interesting testimonial on Facebook from Dan Cepio. And he was a first-time Synthogen user, so here's what he had to say. He says, I bought Synthogen end of last year at MuscleMass.com. Sat on my shelf as I've been using the formula. I have to tell you, I didn't think anything you came up with would work better than that stuff. One workout, and I felt the difference. 3 weeks in, and I'm a believer. Saw his ex-girlfriend recently at Costco. Looked at him and said, "You look a lot bigger, and your veins are sticking out." He got out of the supplement game years ago because he didn't think they were worth the money. This stuff is every penny. No doubt why we have a reorder rate north of 90%. I hope that helps, Tony.
Okay, the next question comes from, I want to make sure I don't miss anybody because I have a habit of doing that. Chris May, he says, I'm interested in boosting free testosterone. Any suggestions?
Yeah, you're looking for a product containing 3,4-divanyl tetrahydrofuran. It reliably boosts biologically active or free test and does so by modulating SHBG or serum hormone binding globulin.
I think it's sex hormone binding globulin, isn't it?
Yeah, it may be.
Okay,
I always read serum.
Okay.
But, you know, too often we get caught up in trying to raise total test. And while that's important, free testosterone is the real end game. Because when it's bound to SHBG, it can't bind to the receptor. And if it can't bind to the receptor, there's no message to the cell nucleus to turn on protein machinery, which brings me to product recommendations and dosing. Over at NutriPlanet.com, they sell something called Divanex, 120 caps for around $35. 4 caps spread throughout the day gets you to the grocery store. That's a great question, Chris. I wish more folks would look into this because it really does make a difference.
You know, and the other thing is that if estrogen is high, sex hormone binding globulin is high. So another thing that bodybuilders used to do, I'm trying to think of what they used to use. I think it was Masteron, because Masteron is a DHT. And Masteron will lower estrogen levels, and estrogen levels coming down lowers sex hormone binding globulin. So anything that is that will reduce estrogen will also reduce SHBG. So that's another thing to consider. That's guys who have high estrogen levels tend to have lower free testosterone levels as a result of it. Now, here's some things that can reduce estrogen levels without using supplements. Vitamin C, any kind of anti-inflammatory, ginger extract. These all reduce the production of aromatase by influencing the immediate upstream enzyme, which is cyclooxygenase. And for those of you who are catching on, cyclooxygenase, or COX, COX-1 and COX-2, are implicated in inflammation. When you reduce inflammation, you reduce aromatization. When you reduce aromatization, you lower estrogen. When you lower estrogen, you lower sex hormone binding globulin. And when you lower sex hormone binding globulin, you elevate free testosterone. So there's lots of pathways to achieve lowering sex hormone binding globulin. Another one, if you want an herbal extract or an herbal supplement to use that has been shown very effectively to reduce SHBG over the course of a couple weeks, and that is stinging nettle root.
Yeah.
Nettle root. And that's been the old favorite of athletes and non-athletes alike for reducing sex hormone binding globulin. That's another option as well.
So, you know, if I'm not mistaken, SHBG increases with age. So something to consider, you know, if you're over the age of 35 or so, or God forbid, 44 like me, you need all the help you can get.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, to talk about the discussion we had on hormetics the other day and homeodynamics, lots of things happen with age, but by correcting them could actually be some very, very beneficial results. So I wouldn't just say, oh, well, it happens with age, and let's just let that happen and don't worry about it. The next question comes from John Shepherd. He says, I do have a question that has been on my mind. What are your recommendations concerning antioxidants? I have read and seen discussions that they blunt the body's adaptation response. I assume then that I would want to steer clear of them around the workout and probably for several hours after. Any thoughts?
This is a great question. I don't know if I agree with that. that you can't use them in and around the workout, and I'll tell you why a little bit later. But, you know, like many of my recommendations, I like keeping things simple. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, 200 IU of natural vitamin E. You're looking for D-alpha tocopherol, not the synthetic DL version. And 100 milligrams of RALA three times a day. So vitamin C is water soluble, E is fat soluble, and RALA is both. In fact, RALA regenerates vitamin C and E, amplifying and extending their duration of action. You also get much better glucose disposal and liver health from RALA. One note on that, though, you want to consume one milligram of biotin along with it, because too much ALA results in chapped lips and fast. You know, over at smartpowders.com, they sell their in-house brand of RALA, and it includes one milligram of biotin, too. It's not that expensive, either. It's a healthy, effective, and inexpensive stack to improve your health and performance.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more good questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint Meteoric, the last training guide you'll ever need. Check it out. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Okay, looks like the next question comes from our good friend Kano Papitas. He's, what do you think is the best form of curcumin for bioavailability? Sabinsa's C3 complex, one with Meriva, a phytosome, or one with Piperine, I think is what he's. Is it Piperine? Is that what it's pronounced? P-I-P-E-R-I-N-E? Rob? Uh-huh. How do you like that? Rob is gone. All right, stay tuned. So one of the things that Rob has to do when he's on Skype is he has to mute his microphone when he is in the commercial break, because there's no way for me to shut off his audio coming down from Skype. But guess what Rob did while he was on his cell phone just now during the break? He muted his microphone. So he was there, but he was just muted. Okay, well, welcome back. So you actually heard me read Kano's question, right?
Yeah, I did. Okay. You know, now, recall Kano on the shout out. I said he digs deep, you know, and here it is. He's already identified, three of the leading products, but, you know, I looked at all of them, all of the different curcumins when formulating Tranquilogen, plus a little known product from Sabinsa known as C3 Redux. Long story short, curcumin plus piperine was superior. All across the net, you're going to find, you know, all sorts of enhanced curcumin formulas speaking to super duper bioavailability, et cetera, much of that, for my money, is marketing. And their cited studies have all been done in-house with no peer review. I had high hopes for Sabinsa's C3 Reduct, but the fact nobody's using it should tell you something. Their C3 complex is no doubt a quality product. And, you know, it's being used in many of the university studies that are showing positive results. It's standardized for 3 active curcumoids. Yet, I noticed this. When you study the literature on curcumin, there are actually 4. So we went about crafting a curcumin concentrate that captures all of them. And that's what you get in TQ. We do use Sabinsa's Bioperin, a.k.a. black pepper, which is research-proven to increase bioavailability.
Yeah, you try saying it.
by 2,000% in humans, according to a study done at Harvard. Here's the bottom line. Whoever's curcumin you use, start with a gram 1,000 milligrams first, complex with black pepper, in the 10-to-1 ratio of curcumin to black pepper extract. I am sure you'll be pleased, Kano.
You know, there's a company that I've tried to get on the show numerous times that makes a biocurcumin. They're up north of here in Indiana, and they make the curcumin that has been used in numerous studies on a variety of different brain dysfunctions. And I can't get any of their scientists to come on the air. And I, you know, they don't sell to the end user. So they have no vested interest in teaching the end user about their product. At least that's what they think. They sell only to supplement manufacturers and formulators. And so they see those people as their target audience. But if more people knew about this biocurcumin product that they make, I think that they would demand it from supplement companies, and supplement companies would get in line. But for 3 years, I've asked them to come on the show, and just recently again, and they never get back to me. It's just the funniest thing. I don't know if they think I'm trying to sell them something or what. I don't know.
You know, I ran out of curcumin here, let's say about a week ago, and my elbow tendonitis came screaming back. I'll go so far as to say this. If you're going to take one, just one herb, Make it curcumin.
Let me ask you a question. So I buy turmeric C3. It says turmeric, C3 complex from Vitacost. Very, very inexpensively. They're 1 gram capsules, and I take 3 grams of it post workout. So because it says turmeric and not curcumin, but it says C3. What should I understand about that? Is it, if for them to say C3, does it have to be the C3 form of curcumin?
Not necessarily. You know, you want to make sure that you're getting Sabinsa's material. So there should be licensed by or, you know, a patent number there. People know that C3 is the gold standard, let's say. So they're playing games on the label.
Well, wait a minute. I'm looking at it right now. So hold on. It says with registered trademark, it says Vitacost turmeric extract curcumin C3 complex with biopyrene. That's what I buy. 1160 milligrams per serving. And it has the R for registered trademark after curcumin C3 complex. Does that not have to, isn't that the same thing that Sabinsa produces?
Yeah, it is. And I was glad to hear that, because when I heard the word turmeric, I got a little concerned, because turmeric only contains by weight 3 to 5% curcumin.
Yeah, and see this, and so I'm looking at this. This is really a good deal, by the way, folks. Go to Vitacost if you want to buy a really, really good curcumin turmeric extract with the C3 complex in it and biopyrene. 1160 milligrams per serving. Okay. It's $26 a bottle for, I think it's 90 caps or 120 caps. And listen to this, Rob. Turmeric extract. And then parenthetically, it says curcuma longa, standardized to 95% of curcumoids, rhizome, curcumin C3 complex, 1160 milligrams. It says curcumoids, 1100 milligrams. So of the 1160 milligrams, 1,100 milligrams of it are curcumoids.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And then it has black pepper extract, standardized to 95% pepperine, and it has the biopyrene registered trademark, 5 milligrams per capsule. I'm sorry, that's two capsules. Two capsules.
Just don't burp up those capsules, because, curcumin is bright orange.
I know.
Emphasis on bright. And it stains. It stains.
I got it on my, so funny, I got it on my hand this morning. I was putting together my supplement bag for post-workout. And I got some on my hand this morning. And then I had to do something for Elisa, and I touched something white, and I had yellow. I was like, what is that? She goes, what is that? I have no idea. And then I realized it's because I poured 3 of the curcumin capsules into my left hand and then threw it in my bag, that it left like a dusting of that yellow. It gets on everything.
Yeah. It's, and I'll also say this. If you're going to make a curcumin transdermal for pain relief, do not use the standard orange curcumin. That is an application for Sibenta's new product, C3 Reduct. Because when I got my samples in the mail, it's a light gray color. And, it's just, like I said before, regular curcumin stains everything. You will not get it out of your clothes. Your skin will be orange for a week or two. So look into C3 Reduct if you're going transdermal.
Interesting. Boy, so much good stuff comes out of Sibenta, doesn't it?
Yeah, they really do their homework. One thing that I like about their company is they include a lot of scientific literature. Like if you go to their website, contact Sibenta, you can ask for a free sample of whatever product that they carry. They get it out to you right quick, and it's not just a bottle and here, go have fun. They include the medical studies done on that product, and further, Sibenta puts its money where its mouth is. They fund a lot of the studies. And, you can look at that and say, yeah, but, they're going to skew results. But if they don't do it, who will?
Yeah.
Yeah,
pharmaceutical companies aren't going to.
Oh, God, no. No. But curcumin, two thumbs up. That stuff is, like I said, if you're going to use one herb, I would be using curcumin.
Now, if you heard the show the other day, again, on hormetics and homeodynamics, the scientist who was on my show, and I'm trying to find what his name was, so bear with me just one second. He said that curcumin is actually a hormetin. It works through the hormetic pathways. Isn't that interesting?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the show yet, but I'm going to after we
Dr. Suresh Ratan. He said when you look at the chaperone pathways that indicate something is a hormetin or not, that curcumin stimulates like three or four of the chaperone pathways, and so clearly it works through hormesis, interestingly. And that would make it an adaptogen, by the way, folks, because when we talk about hormesis, what we're talking about are adaptogens. That's why adaptogens have such broad effects, as opposed to just one effect. That if something is too low, it raises it. If something is too high, it lowers it. This is exemplary of something that has a hormetin effect. So.
It has so many benefits, right? Let's think about this. Anti-inflammatory, anti-carcinogenic.
Antioxidant. It's an antioxidant.
Antioxidant.
Right.
Five times faster muscle recovery after damage versus placebo. The list goes on. Increased glucose disposal. The list goes on and on and on. It's reminiscent of vitamin D insofar as, there are studies coming out seemingly weekly showing its benefits.
Yeah.
So
pretty cool stuff. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Nicholas. You're going to have to help me with the last name. Stojavajevich? Does that sound right?
Darn close.
Nicholas, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, okay?
I'm butchering
your name, but I promise we'll at least get the answer to your question pronounced properly. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Sign up today and get Blueprint Meteoric. What are you waiting for? We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fast? Or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching, muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Did you see that special offer from Muscle Gauge Nutrition, Rob Regish? 25 pounds of whey isolate for $7 a pound. $187 for a 25-pound I guess it's a pail, a small drum of whey isolate. Did you see that?
You know, given the price of whey proteins these days, there seems to be no end in sight. I would jump on that before, you know, the offer expires.
Yeah, the coupon code you have to use is superhuman. 25 pounds for $187.93 plus shipping of pure whey isolate. Zero fat, zero lactose. Nothing but whey. That's it. And you know, isolate you can use in anything. I mean, you could use it in soup. So you can make chicken broth because it has no flavor. You could buy the natural flavor. Don't buy a flavorless version of it and throw a scoop in a bowl of chicken soup and add 25 grams of protein to it.
You know what I've been doing that worked out really well? I had some bulk whey isolate, and I was mixing it in raw milk. And damn, if it didn't taste fantastic.
Everything tastes good in raw milk. Raw milk and raw butter. So yesterday, I fasted all day yesterday and had my first meal, because I didn't train yesterday. I had my first meal when I went home after working around 6 o'clock last night. And Elisa and I made some really fantastic homemade chicken soup over the weekend. Sunday, actually. And so I had a big bowl of chicken soup, and I just had the urge for butter. And I literally ate the equivalent of an entire stick of butter with my soup. I just kept taking my spoon and and shaving off a pad of it and putting it in my mouth and letting it melt a little bit, and then sipping the soup, and the heat from the soup would melt it all. And she looked at me, she goes, "I can't believe that you just ate a stick of butter." It was so delicious. But it's, you know, it's raw grass-fed butter. I mean, I love this stuff. It's fantastic. So, anyway,
yeah.
I know. I'm a nut. Okay, so Nicholas Stozavajevich. I hope I'm saying it right, Nicholas. I'm sorry. How can someone just get the Blueprint 3.0 or the new Blueprint Meteoric? Are there less expensive versions out there?
Yeah, actually, I think he asked, are they less expensive on their own? But the short answer is both are available at CoachRobRegish.com, and both will get you to Gainesville.
So you don't have to sign up for newsletter if you don't want to. You can just buy the training guides.
Yeah, and I have seen a couple orders come through for the Meteoric recently that bought it standalone. But, 3.0 is $97 when you buy it by itself, but it has, honestly, it has enough training, diet, and supplement information to last you a lifetime. You've seen it, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's enormous. I have to send it in 6 separate emails if that gets you any idea. The Meteoric, on the other hand, is the new kid on the block, and it retails for $75. And I just got an email from longtime listener Panos Antonakos. He's been using it for a year because I flipped him an advanced copy. Here's what he said. No signs of things slowing down. By the end of the first month, I couldn't believe my eyes. I literally looked like a different person. Waist was down 2 inches, arms and quads up 1/4 inch, chest up a full 2 inches. My weight's about the same, but I'm a hell of a lot stronger, and my wind is incredible. In 1 month, I've made more progress than I typically make in a year. So, having said all that, there's a way to get the Blueprint Meteoric for free when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. And you'll get that Meteoric complete with auto calculators, the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course MP3 download, along with all of the other bells and whistles. And I'll guarantee you this, you will never be bored with your training again, because the pace at which the unorthodox unfolds is just dizzying. So thanks for asking, Nicholas.
So how many pages is Meteoric?
You know, I want to say Meteoric is about 50 pages. It's, my goal was not to produce another monstrosity like 3.0, but make it a little more digestible.
So, but you need the basic foundation of 3.0 to use Meteoric, or is Meteoric a standalone training manual?
Yeah, not necessarily. You know, if you're thinking you need to have some familiarization with 3.0 or even 2.0, you know, you don't. A lot of guys don't want to do famine in particular. Well, I have great news. There is no famine in the Meteoric.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's just the whole system is based on resurrecting two basic compound movements from the past, which replace the bench and the squat. And a lot of guys are going to freak and say, oh, but you can't get big, you know, not benching, not squatting. That's not true. It was done long ago in this country and overseas. And the people that make the switch to these exercises, they fall in love with them. One of them leverages something that I call loaded stretching, you know, wherein the muscle is placed under a tremendous force when you're at full extension, and you can literally feel it, you know, pulling on your muscles. And believe me, when you're looking at yourself 2 and 3 days later in the mirror, you have a fullness to you and to the muscle that isn't there, let's say, when you're benching.
Yeah.
and we'll talk a little bit more about this when we have a question here about okay. one of those movements.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, we don't want to give it away. All right, so let's do the next question comes from Paul Reynolds. He says, I read the Meteoric about the pullover being superior to the bench, at least for growth. Can't quite get my ego away from what I bench, though. Convince me otherwise.
Well, here we go. Join the club, Paul, right? We've all been there. The game has changed from back in my day. In the 80s, it was all about what do you bench. And almost three decades later, the sad truth is on display at your gym. You know, you show me a guy who is obsessed with his bench, and I'll show you a guy with shoulder injuries.
Huh.
He also displays that knuckle dragger look. So here's how to spot it. The next time that you observe these folks, check out their palm rotation. What you'll find is that their palms are almost always facing backwards, where they should be facing each other. A shoulder injury is bound to develop, and they can't train heavy anymore. And when that happens, they become lost in a deep, deep way. It's an interesting, it's an interesting dynamic to watch. In 1970, Arthur Jones penned a landmark article in the then excellent Iron Man. He correctly stated the pullover was equivalent to the upper body squat. So unlike the bench, it worked the hell out of some of the biggest musculature in the body.
It's the only movement that works the lats, shoulders, and chest simultaneously, and thoroughly when you think about it. I mean, it's the only movement that you can do. If you were doing a chest and shoulder and back day and you wanted one movement to finish up with that would be efficient and economical in time, that would allow you to do some high reps and pump blood into all three of those muscle groups at the same time, it would be the pullover.
Right. And as you pointed out, it works the pecs, delts, back, and in particular, the long head of your triceps.
Yeah.
You know, the first time you do these.
Oh,
wow,
man. You feel fatigue in your tris. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. But more importantly, it does so by imparting a loaded stretch, something the bench can't do, or at least to the same extent. Now, I made the case for loaded stretching in 2.0 and resurrected it again in the Blueprint Meteoric. So if it's growth you're after, there's no contest. Weighted pullovers blow benching out of the water. Try this experiment sometime. I want you to bench as heavy as you'd like and then carefully observe your appearance and especially your muscle fullness 72 hours later. You know, look at yourself in the mirror all 3 days. Now, I want you to repeat that experiment this time with a pullover. I find, let's say, five sets of five sets of reps works best, rifling through all five sets with progressively heavier weights. That's good for six workouts, by the way. And where to go from there, it's outside the context of this discussion. The Meteoric reveals how to keep that party going. Now, one more thing. When you're performing your mirror experiment, I want you to turn sideways. Over time, what you're going to find is that just benching, it leaves you wanting. You wind up like long-term benchers, and you can spot these guys a mile away. They look great from the front, but turn them sideways, and they all but disappear. Guys who train hard and heavy on pullovers build thickness. And if you ever want to know how strong a man is, look at him from the side. A thick upper body, traps, lats, and on the lower body, hamstrings, is indicative of a hoss. So ditch the bench, Paul, and take up pullovers. In 6 weeks, you'll thank me.
You know, and the reality is, if you, like right now, I'm doing something that I've been putting off for a long time, and that's focusing on my conditioning again. Because I've lost a lot of conditioning over the past few years. And in order to improve your conditioning, you have to do a few different things. Number one, very, very little rest in between movements. Number two, you have to start doing more cardio. I'm sorry. You have to. And in order to integrate those two things, number three, you generally have to go lighter. And I understand what you mean about ego, because it's hard to go light when you know you can go heavy and you feel like you want to go heavy so everybody knows you're strong. But you got to put your ego aside. The fact that you even imposed the word ego in this question tells me that you're not training smart. You're training by ego. Ego is never smart. Ego is why we injure ourselves. When we start doing things we shouldn't do, it's because our ego is making us do it, not because we're coming from a sensible spot. Okay? So with that being said, if you only had, and I'm actually doing this tomorrow, so it's funny we should talk about it. So today I went and I did chest, shoulders, and back. I did cardio before my workout, and I did 7-minute cardio points. I trained a body part for 10 minutes with very little rest, 30 seconds of rest in between sets, 10 to 12 reps per set, failing on many, many of the latter sets. Went and did 7 minutes of cardio, came back and did back the same template, 10 minutes, lighter weight, 10 to 12 reps, 30 seconds of rest, so that I'm bridging that anaerobic threshold, because this is what's going to build endurance and conditioning. But the point I was going to make is tomorrow I'm going to hit the same body parts again, but I'm going to do it a different way. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm just going to do pullovers and cardio. Pullovers and cardio. Pullovers. I'm going to do 10 minutes of pullovers, go do 7 minutes of cardio. 10 minutes of pullovers, 7 minutes of cardio. Because that'll hit my chest, shoulders, and back at with one movement.
You calculating total tonnage in those 10 minutes?
Not yet. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. But I will. Right now, my goal is to increase my ability to output energy. That's my goal. And that really is all I'm doing right now. So I'm not worrying about how much weight I'm moving and over the course of time. When this workout that I'm doing becomes easier, which I predict will be in 2 weeks. You know, a plateau is indicative of progress, just for the record. People look at plateaus as a bad thing, but it's indicative of progress. The body, when the body goes, oh, this is easy, and it stops responding, that means that your strength and conditioning have improved dramatically. So I'm hoping that in 2 weeks, this workout becomes very easy, and then I'd have to move to something else.
So. You're right, insofar as work capacity needs to be, that's the groundwork that needs to be laid, because everything is predicated on it, right? You can be strong as hell, but if it takes you forever to work out, your total tonnage done per unit of time is not going to be there, and that is the physiological trigger for muscle growth.
Hey, Rob, we're going to take a break. Could you check your email? I just forwarded you a question from Brian Gow on DOMS. And if we can work it into today's show, that would be great. And if you want to prepare more for it, that's fine. And then I want to also talk more about the little bit more about the Blueprint Meteoric, and then we'll do the Blueprint Tip of the Day. So, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores are selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So before, when we were talking about Bluetooth, my neighbor Brian, that I've talked about on the show plenty of times, he came in during the break and he goes, "Man, I can't believe you just said that. I heard you." He goes, "I was talking to a guy the other day on the in my car," because he's in sales. He says, "I was talking to this guy." He goes, "I couldn't understand anything he was saying." And finally, I asked him, "You know, are you what are you talking on?" He goes, "Well, I'm on my Bluetooth. I'm in the car. I'm on my Bluetooth." And he was like, "Man, those Bluetooth microphones suck." I says, "I know. They're so frustrating. It's really ridiculous." Anyway, okay, so we got lots of good things to talk about. First things first. Talk about, well, first of all, I want to ask you this. Did you see where Sean Phillips posted a screenshot of the computer that he compiled your workout? What year was that from? For power building. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I've been begging him to post up my one rep max to see what I was training with when I was 25 years old. I'll have to go over there and give it a look, but you know, it gave rise to an interesting development over the,
Hey Rob, did anything change about your phone just now? Did you move or did you do anything to it?
No. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, it just got real scratchy sounding. That's all. I thought maybe you switched to Bluetooth, but anyway. All right. So that had to be from, I'm trying to think what year you said you sent Brad Jeffries a letter asking for him to put together a power building routine for you.
Yeah, but interestingly, yesterday I bumped into a guy, another power building success story, and his name was Bob Marcotte here in Connecticut. Like me, he used the program when he was 25, and just like me, he had never been stronger. He just looked at me and he said, "Sean Phillips struck gold with that program." He says, "I was so sad when I couldn't get it anymore." And then I told him, "It's coming back, brother. And he just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, and it's coming back because we talked about it on this show, and so many people have now said, you know, they want access to it as well. So it's grassroots. We've revived the demand for power building again. How do you like that one? Hey Rob, what's this about you do? I saw something on Facebook that you did 1,000 body weight squats. How long did it take you to do that?
1 hour. 1,003 reps to be precise. So I go in there and my goal for the day was 700. And I got to 700, felt good. I said, I'll go to 800. I got to 800, still rolling. I got to 9, and I'm like, damn. I said, I didn't come all this way not to get 1,000. And when the minute was up, I got 1,003 reps. Now, my pace was, you know, it wasn't super fast. It wasn't super slow. It was manageable. Averaged about 20 reps a minute. So, I never, ever thought that I would have gotten to that level. And, you know, rotating that with one-legged bodyweight squats and Tabata squats, you're talking about some major, major fat loss and muscle building going on. You know, the work capacity that it builds, the wind and the muscle by rotating those three workouts in. Think about it. Not a barbell. Insight,
man, and your legs had to be just blown apart. They had to be exhausted.
As I lay here now, and my legs feel like jello.
Yeah. You know what we have to do? We have to take a break just because I have to call you back. Something changed about your connection, and then we'll do the blueprint tip of the day. How's that sound? Real fast.
Great.
All right, sit tight. We'll be right back.
Watchdog.
Is anyone awake? Up at Capitol Hill.
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin-stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch-tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, tablets, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia. These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. And we have a better sounding Rob Regish. We have a question from Brian Gao. It just came in, actually, through the Superhuman Radio Network app communications interface there. He says, what can I do to reduce delayed onset muscle soreness? Is there anything I could be deficient in or need to eliminate from my diet? I have heard you discuss red yeast rice, but are there other foods that could possibly cause muscle breakdown and soreness? About me, I repeatedly suffer from a nasty case of DOMS. Every time I restart a workout program for some time after some time off due to work, this time off is usually 12 to 14 hours. This time off is usually 12 to 14 hour days, 2 to 4 weeks at a time, sitting at a desk. Ah, okay. So he's off for quite some time. When I work out, it's mainly CrossFit type programs. When restarting, I always lower the weight, intensity, and volume by at least 50% or so of what I was capable of beforehand. P.S. Thanks for all the hard work and info that you put out through the show, Brian Gao. Well, I mean, this is a very common situation too. Anytime you take time off, so
yeah. Well, you know what? A couple solutions come to mind. First off, we know that the eccentric component, or the lowering of weights, is responsible for 80% of the damage and associated soreness.
You're a genius. So just drop the weight. Just press it up and then drop it. That's
well,
the answer.
You know what? You're on the right track, because earlier I talked about Eric Fiorello's dead stop training, right?
Right.
Might be a good time to pick that up, you know, and look into it. Dead stop training, you know, I remember the first time I tried it. It really was incredible, particularly for building strength out of a hole. And if you think about it, the deadlift is dead stop training.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, should tell you something. Yeah. I would definitely look into that.
The other thing is vitamin E has been implicated in reducing DOMS as well as post-workout caffeine consumption. Dr. Connolly talked about this on an episode of RX, Body RX show that I used to produce for him. And I think 200 milligrams of caffeine anhydrous post-workout appears to reduce delayed onset muscle soreness. That's a pretty big dose, 200 milligrams, in my opinion. You have to play it by ear.
Yeah, and you know, in general, antioxidant intake, you may do well to incorporate that vitamin C, E, and RALA trick that I mentioned. Now, this is going to sound self-serving, but if Synthogen does one thing well, you know, it all but obliterates DOMS, and it's going to take you a grand total of one workout to figure that out. But I would give dead stop training a hard look. Ensure that your antioxidant intake is up there. Take them three times a day, and you know, if so inclined, look into Synthogen.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about insulin sensitivity, insulin resistance, and some of the diseases that we see manifesting in people who have diabetes. And one of the diseases that manifests in diabetes is something called lactic acidosis. And these individuals, because of the lack of glucose being able to penetrate because of insulin resistance, these individuals, they build up lactate very, very quickly. And just a little walk or even climbing a flight of stairs to them feels like they just ran, you know, a marathon. Their muscles burn with the lactic acidosis. And I've started to wonder if there's any linkage between delayed onset muscle soreness and insulin cellular muscle cell insulin sensitivity. And this is a question I'm probably going to have to put to Brad Schoenfeld. Now that I think about it, I'm wondering if that's the reason that some people get DOMS and some people don't. If there is a inherent desensitization that occurs from taking long periods off, especially if you're sitting at a desk for long periods of time and sitting still, that manifests itself by this delayed onset muscle soreness, because the muscle cells just aren't getting the glucose that they need during the workout, and so there's greater damage being done.
Yeah, I can see why he's asking the question, though. I mean, you go in there sore, and you know your strength levels are not going to be where they should, and consequently, you're not going to be able to overload the muscle. So it sucks sitting on the sideline.
I mean, two weeks of sitting at a desk for 12 to 14 hours, even if you're working out in the morning, it's having a detracting effect on you. You really, I mean, yeah. You know, I have to sit here for a period of time every day, but I purposely get up as frequently as possible. I actually have stairs in the building that I will go and walk up and down when I'm rendering the show. It takes about 15 minutes for the show to be uploaded, and I go take that 15 minutes and I go walk up and down the stairs now, because we have snow outside, so I can't go for my walk. But I mean, I think just being more active at work may actually help mitigate some of these problems. That's just a guess on my part.
Yeah, and don't underestimate cardio in between sessions. You know, blood flow is very important in that it removes a lot of waste products and brings fresh new blood and nutrients from your diet in. So think about that, too.
You know, I've been really rethinking cardio. I've always embraced cardio in the past. I haven't more recently. My excuse is that I'm busy. But with that being the case, I'm reading a fantastic book, The History of the Human Body, by Daniel Lieberman. It's an amazing book. Everybody should read it, because we're going to have him on the show, and it'd be better if a lot of people read the book before I have him on. But anyway, and he talks about the thing that differentiated us from other apes and chimpanzees early on when we were hominins was the fact that we became bipedal. We stood up and we started walking on 2 feet. That allowed us to walk further. The average chimp or gorilla maybe travels a mile a day, because knuckle walking is very, very difficult. And the fact that we were able to stand up and walk endowed us with the ability to become distance walkers. We could walk all day long. And that means that just the way metabolic flexibility is one of our heritable genetic gifts from our ancestors, walking is too. And if you don't walk, you're giving up one of your gifts. So walking a lot every single day is part of our makeup. And think about that next time you want to forego cardio. All right, so let's do the blueprint tip of the day, Rob Regish. Anabolic agents, a personal history.
Yeah. Something tells me this is going to be a popular segment. You know, as with anyone who has some muscle, the question invariably comes up. You know, have you ever taken steroids? The answer is both yes and no, which isn't being coy, as you'll soon see. I've always been truthful about the matter, and I have a feeling many listening are in the same boat. My answer, then, can help to educate the public, because God knows they need it on this topic. To be clear, I have never used anything illegal, which is to say stuff like testosterone, Anadrol, D-ball, etc. The side effects aren't what scare me, right? They're well known. It's the legal ramifications that I can't justify. Steroids are Schedule III drugs in the United States, which is to say they're the same as heroin or crack cocaine, which is ridiculous, but more on that in a bit. In many states, they carry mandatory
Rob, can you hear me? Rob, we lost you when you said mandatory minimum. We lost you. So just to go back there. Many states, it carries mandatory minimum what?
Prison time.
Okay. Pick it up from there.
All right. So you get popped in a school zone, and you'll double your time with Bubba. And a few pounds of muscle isn't worth your freedom, a record, or the stress that comes along with it. Now, having said that, my first foray into the world of quote-unquote steroids was androstenedione, circa 1996. It did absolutely nothing for me. Zilch, nada. I was not impressed. And next up was 4-androdiol, which likewise did little, orally at least. Now, transdermal was a different story, different story there entirely. It vastly improved my mood, gave a discernible edge, and around 5 pounds of scale weight. It was definitely a step up. Next was 1-AD from Patrick Arnold. Now, here was something I could really appreciate. It was good for 10 pounds or so of lean body mass. It wasn't liver toxic, or at least very slight, and the only downside was it made you lethargic. The one thing that I remember from 1-AD was just the muscle fullness. It felt like there were little men inside my muscles pushing out. And then 1-AD's big brother arrived, methyl 1 test. Like Andro, it was perfectly legal at the time, and milligram for milligram, it was even A-bombs out of the water. And that, according to a guy I know who used both, he described it as Anadrol heavy duty. I was about to find out for myself. I took a scant 5 milligrams in the morning and couldn't believe my eyes. The first thing I noticed was its effect on my central nervous system. It was my first experience with a strong androgen in my system, and you can feel it, believe me. By day 3, a ravenous appetite and muscle fullness materialized. I simply couldn't eat enough, especially carbs. Hopped on the scale and gained 3 pounds in 3 days. Believe it or not, it actually accelerated from there. I can honestly say, that I saw huge strength increases from the stuff. My training is always geared towards strength, and I maintain a razor-sharp central nervous system. What was unmistakable was the pump it delivered. Good God, I was pumped before I set foot in the weight room. And once I started training, and keep in mind, I don't train for the pump, it was borderline painful. There were some downsides, not all of them that you could see. I did not feel good. At times, it felt like I had been stung by a swarm of bees. I gained 1 pound a day for close to 3 weeks. But my cardiovascular system, it couldn't keep up, despite working it hard. You know, when you're gaining 1 pound a day, it's just the heart and lungs just can't pull that weight. The biggest shock was my HDL levels, or good cholesterol, which were now in the single digits, a consequence of its liver toxicity. And since I'm always cautious, I cut it at the 3-week mark, never to be repeated again. So, you see, a simple yes or no answer doesn't suffice here. In the strictest sense of the word, yes, I did use quote-unquote steroids. Methyl 1 test isn't a pro-hormone to anything. It's an active hormone in its own right. It was as legal as aspirin, though, so in that respect, my conscience was clear. And over the years, I did the same with Superdrol and some of the other ones, but I never had anything rivaling methyl 1 test. It was literally muscle in a bottle. So I had taken things as far as I could, and I'm grateful, believe it or not, for the experience. Here's why. Today, guys ask me about pro-hormones all the time. And I can speak from experience now, and I know what the risk versus reward ratio is. You can read about this stuff all day, but if you haven't run it, you'll never know the nuances or the finer points of its use. And finally, I would be remiss not to mention this. It took the joy out of training. Because I can confidently state that I could put more muscle on with methyl 1 test laying on the couch versus training unassisted. And for a guy that prides himself on what's between his ears, that hit me hard. You know, there's a certain sense of self-confidence that comes from knowing you can troubleshoot any problem versus just popping a pill. You can't buy the former. You can, however, buy the latter. So I'll wrap this up by saying that the old adage really is true. The best things in life are free. They cannot be bought. Think about that the next time you're tempted to use pro-hormones, pro-steroids, whatever it may be.
You know, how much of the muscle mass did you keep when you cycled off of the methyl-1 test?
Almost none of it.
Yeah.
You know, 2 days later, I was in the bathroom every hour on the hour. You know, methyl-1 test, it seems to really, you know, suck in not only a lot of glycogen, but remember, for every gram of carb stored as glycogen, it pulls in almost 3 grams of water with it, which explains the pound a day. And although it looks like muscle, a lot of it's water. A lot of it's water. Same thing with Anadrol. And yes, I did proper post-cycle therapy. That was not a factor. It was just, easy come.
No one kept the gains from methyl one test. Because
no,
it was all intramuscular water weight. It all was. And that's why the onset was so fast. You weren't seeing protein synthesis at a pound a day. You were just seeing muscle cells being super hydrated and filled up with fluid and glycogen, and you knew that that's what it was, because you would get a pump. Like when I tried it, and I only ever did, I think the most I ever did was 20 milligrams in a day, and that was, in my humble opinion, risky. I should have stayed at 5 or 10. But when I tried it, I always felt like I was on the verge of getting the flu. But more importantly, you would get muscle pumps in muscles that you didn't want to get. So just like standing up and walking, your lower back would get completely pumped. And some guys would get painful pumps where they felt like they had back pain. I didn't get back pain, but you could feel the stiffness in your back. When you sat down, it would start to go away. But if you got up and started walking again, you would feel it. So this means that muscles you're developing a pump in muscles when you don't even really want it. It's not like you're looking to make your lower back muscles bigger. So you're exercising. You're just walking to your car, walking to the grocery store, and you're starting to feel this pump. My glutes used to get super pumped too, the same way. And it's just constantly reminded. You're constantly reminded that you're using this stuff, because you either feel like you're on the verge of getting the flu or you have these insane pumps.
Yeah. Yeah, I always looked at methyl-1 test as, let's say, almost a cosmetic or a finishing touch drug. If you've got a lot of muscle on you already and you're looking to put on a quick 10, 15, maybe even 20 pounds all in the muscle, it'll round them out and you'll have some incredible muscle fullness and hardness. But beyond that, I did not see it, certainly not as a long-term proposition. They were right, you know, in removing that stuff from the market, because although I'm not aware of anyone that pickled their liver on it, you had kids out there that had no idea what they were doing.
People were taking 50, 60, 70 milligrams of it a day like idiots. I mean, I remember reading that on Mind and Muscle. There were guys out there, they were doing like 60 milligrams a day. And I'm thinking to myself, you're just an idiot. Like, why are you doing that?
There's one company which shall remain nameless. That put out, right before the ban, a 50, as in 50 milligram per tab, methyl-1 test product.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the poor guys that took that.
Yeah. It's just
horrible.
Stupid. It's very, very stupid. But I got to be honest with you. I don't see the problem with anabolic steroids, and I'll tell you why. With methyl-1 test aside, you do a cycle. The research is coming out now. The long-term effects, positive I'm talking about, long-term effects on muscle, hypertrophy, and changes in muscle architecture from even a single cycle stay with you for the rest of your life. Now, if you stop training, the size will go away, but the architecture is still there, that if you start training again, your muscles will come back. So what I say is this: if you are in the 30 years and above age bracket, you've been training now for over a decade, you have reach many of your goals, your physical goals in strength and muscle acquisition, and you want to do a 12-week cycle, don't get too exotic. Testosterone, if you want to try some DECA, that's fine. I'm not a big fan of DECA, personally. I think testosterone is all you need. You can get away with running 350 to 500 milligrams a week of testosterone cypionate for 12 weeks. You'll put on some really good size. You won't lose a whole lot of it when you come off if you do a proper PCT. But more importantly, whatever you lose, you can then regain immediately. Immediately after the cycle is over and you regain your strength when you start training the way you were training before. It all comes back. And if you take off for 5 years, first of all, your muscles will be bigger than they were before the cycle. And they will have the ability to get bigger again when you start training again. So I'm not opposed to anabolic steroids because unlike methyl 1 test, you are not going to make muscle occur unless you train. And all the steroids do is make your training a bit more efficient. Like Louis Simmons says, I never saw a bottle of testosterone bench press 500 pounds. And I know a lot of fat guys who take testosterone and don't train, and they still look like fat guys. So, you know, you still got to put the work in. That's the bottom line. If you're thinking that steroids are going to help you get that beach body without actually doing all the work that you need to get the beach body, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
Yeah. You know, the war on androgens is just so misguided. I just got done rereading Rick Collins' Legal Muscle. And in there, you know, he makes a lot of good points. The typical guy that gets busted today is in his 30s or 40s. He's got a full-time job, in some cases a family. All he's trying to do is put some muscle on. And by the way, he's not knocking over 7-Elevens, you know, to fuel his steroid fix. It's just, it's really, really sad. And with the exception of methyl 1 test and maybe A-bombs, the toxicity risk has been overblown, which is to say, if I take a bottle of D-ball, unquestionably the most popular oral, and I line up a bottle of aspirin, a bottle of Tylenol, and a bottle of vodka, big bottle of vodka, and I asked you the question, which one could you swallow the entire bottle of and be absolutely certain you wouldn't die? I'd pick the D-ball, and so would any good doctor.
Yeah.
You know, so there's your relevant toxicity.
You know, Dr. Langenbucher, who did my show back in 2007 or 2008, after publishing a study, and it was in the Journal of Psychology, I believe, if I remember correctly. But he said that these drugs should not be considered performance-enhancing. They should be considered appearance-enhancing because the large majority of people who take them, well over 95% of people who take anabolic steroids are changing their appearance, and a very, very small percentage of them, maybe 5% or less, are athletes that are trying to get performance enhancement out of them. And calling them performance-enhancing drugs is a misnomer because you should call them what the majority of use is, right? And that is appearance-enhancing drugs. So you're right.
I mean,
you're right.
Guys are not, the typical user is not cheating anyone. They're not competing in sports. You know, nobody's looking up to them as role models. They're just guys that go to the gym.
Yeah.
And they're being criminalized for possessing some of the hormones that are already in their body. And meanwhile, the person who wants to get a sex change, you know, they'll get all of their drugs paid for in some cases by the government.
Well, forget about sex change. Let's look at something more mainstream. So women can go into any doctor and get a hormone-based birth control contraceptive pill that carries all the same purported risks of cancer, thrombosis, liver disease, liver issues, blah, 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 blah. All the same risks of anabolic steroid use, right? A man can't get, can't go into the doctor and say, you know, I want to look better. I'm 55 years old. I want to feel better. These are all considered, you know, frivolous reasons to take a drug that carries any type of risks. However, a girl can go in and say, I don't want to get pregnant. I want to have lots of unprotected sex without the risk of getting pregnant. And they will give her that drug without any questions whatsoever. And it carries all the same purported risks as the anabolic steroid. And maybe even some additional risks that we're just learning about now. Like women who take progesterone-only contraceptive pills long enough, they start to develop cognitive issues. This is a fact. And so when you say, oh, I want this because I want to look better and feel better, they go, oh, you are just really, you know, frivolous, you're vain, this is not a good reason to take a drug. And then a girl goes in and goes, I want to have lots of unprotected sex without the risk of having a child. And they're like, oh, absolutely. That's a good reason because, you know, they'll say, well, we want to control the population. We have to control the population. So that's why we're willing to do it. What women should be saying is, wait a minute. Are we worth less than men? You're protecting men from these issues and they want these drugs and you don't care about us. That's what women should be saying. And men should be saying, look, if you want to give, if you can give a woman a birth control pill, which is a hormone, exogenous hormone, which carries known risks for taking it, just so she can have unprotected sex without the risk of a child, then I should be able to get a drug that gives me bigger shoulders and makes me feel better.
It's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It turns sex from an act of procreation to one of recreation.
Right. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for recreational sex. I am all for it, okay? No, I'm being sincere. I think it's healthy, it's important, it's great. But all I'm saying is, you know, use the same measuring stick for men that you use for women.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and there we are in the gym, and let's face it, we don't make our living doing this in most cases. It's recreation for us.
Yeah.
So
anyway, good discussions, great questions from everybody. Keep the questions coming. Don't forget to check out, go to Rob Regish's website, which is CoachRobRegish.com, where you can actually buy the Blueprint Meteoric 2.0 or 3.0 as individual books, or get them for free when you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. Get all this great information that Rob delivers week in and week out delivered right to your inbox. Be the smartest kid on your block. Or at least at your gym. How about that one?
Thanks every a lot. Month, right to your inbox, latest and greatest.
And thank you to everybody who sends questions in, and keep them coming. Thanks a lot, Rob, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and that's it for today. We've got a great show planned tomorrow. Tomorrow's show is really interesting. So let me tell you what we're going to be talking about tomorrow real quick, for those of you who are listening live. Oral glycotoxins. And how they may cause dementia and metabolic syndrome. So we're going to be talking about that, glycotoxins, number one. Number two, we're going to have a good friend of the show, Mike T. Nelson, on with a paper that he just published, Cardiovascular and Ride Time to Exhaustion Effects of an Energy Drink. Another important discussion, because so many people use pre-workout supplements that have loads of caffeine in them. So that'll be tomorrow, so you'll want to tune in for that. Thanks a lot, Rob Regish. We'll talk to you later, brother.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the show.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that
It would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Research on how colostrum...